When any point of view appears, the only choice is to rest or not to rest. That is the question. The only question, to rest or not to rest. And there's either the feeling that some kind of correction of what's occurring is needed, or some kind of commentary on what's occurring is needed. That's the only thing that seems to be happening, but it too never is. So the choice is just to rest or not to rest. Because if there's trying to correct what appears or commenting on it through making a story, then there's involvement in believing that points of view have an independent nature. So, in other words, commenting or correcting equals distraction. And at the same time, everything's included. So the more presence there is, total presence of awareness in all situations, the more, even with commenting and correcting, there can be the presence of awareness. So initially, it's just important to identify solely with awareness as a state of resting imperturbably and identify only with that until it becomes tacit and certain at all times. And the more it becomes certain at all times, the more swing you have, you know, in terms of phenomenal appearances, the less distracting any appearance is, and the more there's just the presence of awareness, the total presence of awareness and nothing else. Now, with afflictive states, well, usually it's easiest for people to rest with pleasant states and neutral states at first. Not always. For me, it was easier to rest as afflictive states, extremely afflictive states, because I was done with afflictive states and feeling overwhelmed by them. I just didn't want it anymore at all. And I was completely committed to that. So, you know, there isn't any necessary trajectory, like first resting with positive states and then with neutral and then with afflictive. Just however it is for you is fine. Yet at the same time, if you can, rest as much as you can repeatedly, just for brief moments. And in this way, it will really become automatic. And no matter whether you have all kinds of commentary on whether you're resting or not, or what awareness is, or how much awareness you have, or anything else, all these two are just points of view. They have no substantial necessity or import in terms of the points of view that are appearing or awareness or anything. So just remain as you are and let everything be as it is. Now, when extremely afflictive states come up, they are made more afflictive by commenting on or correcting them. So all that is done in making the choice to comment or correct is to feel worse. That's what happens. So essentially, if you choose to comment or correct, you're choosing to feel worse. Yikes. Sounds a little sicko, doesn't it? But, well, really, we've just never looked at it clearly, perhaps, before. So once we see what we're doing, then we know, well, of course I don't want to make myself feel worse. I just don't want to do that. I'm committed to the self-perfected nature that already is present as everything that I am. That's what I'm committed to. I'm not committed to making myself feel worse. Is there anyone here who's committed to making themselves feel worse? Okay, well, good. We got that cleared up. And then, you know, in the simple way, it's like having a talk with a small child. You're having a little talk with yourself now. Honey, do you want to feel better or do you want to feel worse? If you just rest, you'll feel better. If you don't, you'll feel worse. And so it's as simple as that. And if someone had talked to us like that when we were kids, then no one would be in that boat. So it's very, very simple. It doesn't need to be made any more complicated than that. Whatever the painful states are, there's only one choice, and that is to rest. And you know whether you're resting just by whether or not you have any results from it. Rest isn't a thing. So if you are able to do what you think is rest for an instant and you notice a change in your life in some fundamental way, like you're not as likely to go for certain points of view, then you know it is rest. So there's nothing to question. It's not a thing. The fundamental condition isn't a thing that has characteristics that can be attributed to it to make it understandable. It's wholly unknowable. And so keep it totally simple and don't get all wrapped up in ideas about it. And as you do so, then all the words in the texts of great freedom will become obvious in your experience. So you don't need to try to think about all the words in the great freedom texts. As you simply rest, you'll suddenly realize that the words written in the text and what they describe is becoming evident in your experience. But they're not anything to be learned, like to try to memorize and make happen, like, oh, everything is pure. I've got to look at everything as pure. Or everything is radiant. Can I see radiance anywhere? It isn't like that. It's a state of resting imperturbably. That's it. It's very simple. It doesn't need to be made any more complicated than that. And then all the things that the texts talk about, you start to realize they're just true in your own experience without any mental effort or physical effort to make them come about. Suddenly one day you look around and you just know for sure that everything is wholly positive and pure. And these realizations may come one at a time, but each one of the realizations isn't a thing either. It's just a way of better understanding the experience of the fundamental condition. So don't try to hold on to any of these realizations either. Now, afflictive states, just like all other states, are nothing but the self-arising fundamental condition that never arose. So what can you say about that? It is arising, yet it is non-arising. See, these things cannot be comprehended intellectually according to current intellectual mechanisms of almost everyone. They can't be comprehended intellectually, they can only be comprehended by the direct experience of the fundamental condition and no other way. So you see, that leaves no escape. It leaves no escape. There's only one simple non-action to take, and that is to relax completely, relax the tension of believing that points of view have an independent nature. And that's the topic of Inquiry 7. We rely on awareness to let point of view be as it is. When we rely on awareness to let point of view be as it is, we relax the tension of utilizing the power of awareness to believe in points of view. That's all. See, awareness can do anything it wants, and it can either believe in points of view or not. And so, you know, whatever points of view you believe in, that's what you realize in your life. And it's really true. Whatever points of view are really believed to have an independent nature, that is exactly the way everything looks then. You're the creator of everything, the all-creating monarch. That's what awareness is. And so if you look at your experience and then weave an incredible story about that, about how it happened, why it happened, who it happened to, where it happened, how it happened, all of that, then all of a sudden you have a whole brilliant world that looks like that. It looks exactly like the investment that's been made in believing that points of view have an independent nature. Simple, huh? So then it just comes down to being kind with yourself to rest repeatedly as often as you remember. And the more you do it, the more it'll become automatic. Now, usually when we get a taste of this initially, then we want it all and we want it right now. You know, we don't want to be resting for even 5 more minutes. We want it now, and why don't we have it? Well, those are just more points of view, because, you know, the only awareness that there is the awareness right now. There isn't some other awareness in the future to get more of. So you see, these are just all then points of view related to awareness. So we don't want another story. See what I mean? We don't want another story about something. And so if these points of view start to spawn, then just rest. They don't mean anything. They're not an editorial commentary of any significance, just like any editorial commentary has no significance. Not in the long run, really. It's just a way of, like, titillating ourselves intellectually and trying to make ourselves believe that the world looks a certain way when it doesn't look any way. And so just relax. Relax and enjoy being the sovereign condition in which everything appears. Woo. You know, that's interesting. Phenomena are like your own entertainment channel within you. So just sit back in your lazy boy TV chair and surf the phenomena. And it's just like, you know, when you go to some kind of hideous movie or read a hideous book, most people don't try to relate it to their own experience like they created it, you know, and it's related to what their parents did and everything else. Well, the same as saying that what's happening right now is related to some other thing. It just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make any sense. And so, you know, it's just totally relax and be happy. Be happy. just like Bob Marley with those dreads swaying. And the, have you seen those old videos of him singing? Bob Marley, do you know who he is? How many people don't know who Bob Marley is? Oh, that's good. Wow. I'm really relieved. Well, if you haven't seen him, there are all these old movies of Bob Marley singing all of the great songs that he sang. And, you know, he was into Don't Worry, Be Happy, and backed up by a lot of smoking pot. And but anyway, you can be happy and not worry without pot. Or you can worry and not be happy with points of view. And believing that they're real. So there are only two of these maxims to live by. Be happy and don't worry, or worry and don't be happy. It's good to think about these things, if you think of them at all, in not too serious a way. Because then we got into this mess of points of view by believing so much that they're real and that they have some kind of power to affect how we feel and to affect each other and that kind of thing. But why not, no matter what we believe, just step back, relax, and see what's really going on? Then from that balanced view and clear vantage, it's a lot easier to really understand the nature of our life and also to create an enjoyable, powerful life where we can be a benefit to ourselves and to others. In Inquiry 7, we ask, what is absolutely reliable? And the Inquiry 7 commitment is, all points of view manifest without truly existing. In Inquiry 7, we see that it is important to rely on resting naturally, to let point of view be as it is. We are not trying to indulge, renounce, transform, refine, or analyze points of view. We are committed to not replacing negative points of view with positive points of view. It is awareness, the source of the dynamic energy of points of view, into and as which points of view naturally resolve. Nothing need be done. The spontaneous, naturally occurring, self-perfected reality can't be refined in any way. So the whole idea that it can be refined, corrected, analyzed, any of these things indulged in, is simply another point of view. And so why throw more points of view into the mix? Just relax and know that nothing need be done. And that as you relax, you'll have a much clearer understanding of living a human life. And no matter how much you believe in needing to correct or comment on what appears, rest anyway. Even if you start to feel like afraid, like if you don't have a story, it might feel really scary. Oh, if I don't have a story, something bad might happen. If I don't have a way to understand this, maybe it won't work out the way I want it to work out, whatever it is we're afraid of. But by resting, it stops the story short. It releases all the tension that's being poured into the story, and the story just dissolves in and of itself. It disappears in and of itself. And the more restful you become, the less impulse there is to take up any story. Because you see through self-affirming natural awareness, you see that no story is worth having when you compare it to the benefits of awareness. So it's very simple. It's just the choice, do I want to be happy or do I want to be worried? And so we make that choice to be happy by resting, by releasing the tension of belief and points of view. We rest as awareness, which is the recognition that all points of view are timelessly and naturally present within awareness and do not need to be changed. Points of view appearing in awareness are indeterminate. That means they cannot be determined. And so the whole compulsion we have to try to determine what's going to happen through our thinking is a complete illusion. If we just stop for a moment and examine our own lives, how much have we really been able to determine about what's going to occur on any given day? We can't. We really can't. And even if we can determine and try to arrange everything compulsively in our external environment, certainly in our internal environment, we're never able to determine what's going on. We can't determine what emotions are going to happen next, what thoughts, what sensations. We just don't have any idea. So why try to change something that can't be determined? It's indeterminate. The whole idea that it can be refined or modified is simply a way of trying to rearrange points of view, which is like trying to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, the Titanic's going down. Doesn't matter whether you rearrange the deck chairs or not. It's not going to prevent the Titanic from sinking to the bottom of the sea. So don't try to rearrange the points of view. Nothing needs to be done about them. They don't need to be changed. We increasingly become familiar with awareness through resting naturally for short moments many times until it becomes permanent. Have you ever heard that before? Now, see, the thing about that, repetition is very powerful. Have you noticed that? It's extremely powerful. For example, in the Great Freedom Teaching, every sentence says exactly the same thing, but in many different ways. However, we just really start to get it, you know, without studying it. We really start to understand that what it states is true. And the same is the case with resting as awareness for short moments, repeated many times. In the beginning, it feels like there's someone who's really trying to rest as awareness. And that someone is releasing all the tension of beliefs and points of view and just resting the awareness. And you know, that may feel like it takes some effort initially. But very soon, it starts to happen spontaneously. And so what that means is that just within your own mechanism, you start to spontaneously self-correct the tension of belief and points of view without any kind of intellectual thoughts occurring or concepts coming up that are telling anyone to do anything, like, I'm resting now. There's just a subtle, spontaneous self-correction of what's going, of using awareness to hold on to points of view. And so the tension releases and it opens up. And this is really what resting is. It's the release of the tension of belief and points of view. And then with that subtle self-correction, after that just comes no need to correct anything. The experience of no need to correct anything. No learning is necessary. No self-correction. No refinement. No one to do anything. And then all points of view become outshone by awareness. There's not any need to notice any of them. They're all just like mist evaporating in the air. And it's just like on most days when there's mist in the air, we can't even see that there's moisture in the air. There's always moisture in the air, pretty much, unless we're on the sun. Or we don't notice the moisture in the air, and it's always evaporating in and of itself. And it's the same with the power of resting as awareness. So just by this simple power of resting as awareness, and without even noticing pretty much that we're moving through any of these stages, we do. And this is all just the release of the tension of belief and point of view. Now, initially, when we see the points of view and we decide to rest, we start to see points of view like an old and dear friend. Instead of like a heinous enemy. So these afflictive states, we go from seeing them as something that's out to get us to seeing that, well, they might have a beneficial nature. And so then we come to see them as old and dear friends. We don't fear them anymore because we know that awareness has sovereignty over all. And then next, when we start to have this automatic self-correcting of holding on to points of view and resting instead, that's just happening within us in a subtly noticeable way, that's like the knot in a snake undoing itself. It happens spontaneously and without any kind of intellectual assertion that needs to be done. Oh, the snake doesn't think, yeah, I've got to undo this knot. It feels kind of uncomfortable. I need to go to a chiropractor or something. It just spontaneously undoes itself. That's part of its snakeness. And so, then next, it's like everything is empty space. No matter what it is, it's like pure space. All the points of view, everything else. And then lastly, it's like the awareness outshining all the points of view. There's not even any noticing of anything going on. No descriptions of pure space or self-correction or resting or anything else. There's just the complete spontaneity of the here and now with nothing needing to be done to try to correct it or comment on it or anything at all. Yet at the same time, there's complete freedom to comment and correct with not being bound up in that. Everything's just open and free, like a free play of existence. And a free enjoyment of existence, and a free perfection in all of existence. We must rely on awareness to let point of view be as it is. What does this mean? It means humility. Humility is not a state of weakness, but of strength. It is the natural humility of awareness in which all points of view are perfect. It does not mean inferiority, resignation, or submission. These imply that we are still resisting our need for support and resting as awareness from the four comforts. When we are humble, we are totally willing to accept help, knowing that without it, we cannot progress further. In the naturally occurring humility of awareness, we increase our capacity to rest naturally. We accept ourselves as we are, including all our points of view. In this way, all situations can be utilized to intensify awareness. As this paragraph says, humility, just the humility of allowing everything to be as it is, without needing to compulsively create a reality. That's what true humility is. That's what ultimate humility is. Just letting everything be as it is. Everything be self-perfected as it fundamentally is. And then utilizing all the means at our disposal to support us in doing that. When we're really committed to everything, then we use all the resources at our disposal to support us in that. Say we want to become a neurosurgeon. Well, we're not going to just sit around in the corner bar and talk about being a neurosurgeon if we're really committed to that. We're going to look at all the resources available for becoming a neurosurgeon. And then if we're really committed to it, we're going to select the best ones available that can support us in becoming a neurosurgeon or a bread baker or whatever it is we want to be. And then we will proceed to actually use those resources to help us, to support us in being a neurosurgeon or a bread baker. We'll learn as much as we can from people who already have the experience of being a neurosurgeon and a bread baker. And so it's the same with resting as awareness. Here we find the resources that really work to support in resting as awareness, the four comforts, and then we use those four comforts to support us. We talk to people who have significant experience in resolving points of view by resting as awareness, and we ask them how they did it. How can you support me? How is it that you came to be able to rest? Is there something you could contribute to me right now that might help me to be able to rest more easily? So isn't this exactly how we learn in other areas too? If we want to learn to play the guitar, or we're already an excellent guitarist, and then we see somebody who's just one of the greatest guitarists who ever lived, well, and we get to meet him, are we going to be mute and not ask them how they did it, or how do you do that certain thing with your guitar? No, we'll want to know. You know, we'll want to know how to do that, so maybe we can learn something from that too. And it's the same with resting as awareness. When we rely on people who have learned to do that, then they can share with us their own experience, and that'll support us in resting too. And this is also a sign of the natural humility of awareness. We're acknowledging our fundamental condition by asking for support. We're really acknowledging our fundamental condition by asking for support. And in great freedom, support is available 24 hours a day. So there's never a time when support is not available. You don't have to be a hostage to your points of view. And you don't need to hold your loved ones hostage to your points of view. And you don't need to hold your coworkers hostage to your points of view. Ask someone in great freedom for support rather than going on some kind of a point of view tirade within yourself or with your coworkers or loved ones. Your coworkers and loved ones aren't responsible for your happiness. You are. And unless your coworkers and loved ones are resting as awareness, they have nothing to offer you that can help. So why share your points of view with them? Go to someone who can support you. Even if you're living with someone who is resting as awareness, don't go to them for support. Go to someone in great freedom for support. Allow your relationship to be a place of total openness and joy and fun, where it's just fun to be and be together and enjoy and celebrate life. Each of you can have your support people and keep your relationship as a playground of openness and enjoyment of each other and enjoyment of life. Doesn't that sound better than? Now, I know that many of us have had relationships that don't look like that, and we might even be having a relationship like that now. But it's that's okay. That's okay, but it doesn't need to continue on. So this is one of the fruits of gaining confidence and awareness, that we don't need to be all wrapped up in these games anymore within our relationship. And maybe we're afraid, oh, if I don't share all my points of view with my partner, how will we have any intimacy? Well, how much intimacy have you achieved through sharing all your points of view? Don't you both feel kind of bludgeoned, beaten up by the other person's points of view to one degree or another, where you're just kind of fearful and skittish about what's going to happen next? Right? So you see, the fear that there won't be any intimacy unless points of view are shared is really unfounded. The greatest intimacy there is comes from abiding in the fundamental condition. Then you're really intimate with someone else. Then you can really make love with abandon and enjoy all the other aspects of a relationship too. Okay? Humility is also the recognition of our thorough investigation of points of view in inquiries 1, 4, and 5, as well as total acceptance of the moment-to-moment action of inquiry 3, with its emphasis on resting naturally as awareness, and the trust in inquiry 2 that only awareness is real. And so, how many people thought they wouldn't live through inquiries 4 and 5? Did anyone feel that Heather didn't think she'd live through it? Neither did I. Did anyone have any strong feelings come up in inquiries 4 and 5? Is there anyone who just felt numb, nothing? Okay. Yeah, because, you know, when we really start to look at what's really going on, then it can stir up a lot of points of view, right? And maybe some of you even felt like, oh, why did I ever sign up for this? This is a bunch of bullshit. Get me out of here. You know, what am I doing stranded here in Skona? Why did I ever leave home? You know? So I know all of you had these kinds of thoughts, or many of you at one point or another. So just relax. You may even feel more of that in inquiries 8 and 9. But right now we're sailing with 6 and 7. And then 10, 11, and 12 are also a point of view free zone. Just know that just the relief that I do trust that many of you feel on some fundamental level by virtue of your participation in the inquiry so far, that change occurring on a fundamental level will continue to ripen and will continue to shine. And this will be clear in all your experience. You can never go back from where you are now, just what you've seen so far. You can never step back from knowing that. The total presence of an already perfective nature is introduced and recognized by releasing the tension of utilizing awareness to assert belief in the independent nature of points of view. This assertion of belief of independence occurs by commenting on and attempting to correct and explain the relationships between points of view. When we relax the tension of these beliefs by remaining in the fundamental ground of expression, awareness, we discover we are able to increasingly abide steadily in that state in all daily activities. In other words, short moments of the total presence of awareness is the basic evidence of the self-perfected nature. When these brief moments of awareness are repeated many times, the obviousness of the already perfected nature becomes continuous throughout day and night due to the relaxation of belief systems and assumptions that attribute an independent power to points of view. Very simple, very powerful, very clear, easy to understand, completely lucid.